A very good morning to you once again. This is the Praise O'Clock Show, and I'm so excited that we have a guest today. Well, I think it's been a while since we had a female guest. Most of our guests have been male. I mean, we've been having a lot of male guests lately. But today we have the amiable, delectable, gorgeous, and the amazing Ada join us on the Praise O'Clock Show this morning. I can go on and on just talking about some of our songs, Only You, Settled, and I can take it way back to Bobo Man. Well, anyway, guys, welcome to the Praise O'Clock Show as we get straight to the phone lines right now to connect with Ada Ehi. Good morning!
Good morning!
How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. I'm great. I'm doing well. But thank God. Ooh. Okay. God. Yes. Hallelujah. Are you still in bed?
No.
Oh,
I'm not.
Okay. So tell me, let's talk about this lockdown first off. Yeah. How has the lockdown affected your regular schedule? Like, you know, for those who do 9-to-5, for example, it's like a totally different ballgame for them. But I know your schedule is not a 9-to-5 per se. So for you, how has this changed your schedule?
Apparently, everybody has a schedule every day, you know. So for me, it's very annoying. Yeah, because you have to stay put, and the regular rehearsals, recordings, and all that you can't do at the capacity you want to. Because people you need to work with or places you need to work cannot be accessed, and all of that, so it's very annoying. So generally, you just have to stay put.
Right.
Yeah. So I think I just give myself to learning maybe one or two other things.
Like cooking.
I'm already a good cook.
Yeah, some of us know that already. We can testify.
So just learning some, trying to learn some one or two things in audio engineering.
Oh wow!
Yeah. So.
That would be nice. I hope I
can complete the course
and become ace producer at the AHI.
Well, I'm not even trying to be a producer, because I think I'll leave that on the table of the producers. I like to disturb them. So before I would get to that level of producing for myself, it would be a while. So let me learn something else.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, that sounds good. That's pretty good, actually. Let's get straight to Ada. Ada, if those who follow you closely will know that there was a major change, an evolution of your brand a while ago, where you... Okay, no. Let me rewind. Because, you know, I follow you closely to know that your Twitter handle... First, how was the last one? There was a time it changed. I can't even remember the last one now. It changed to Ada Ehi. In fact, it changed to one like that. One funny one.
It was always Ada Ehi.
Okay. Then it changed to one. There was one you changed to before you then changed to Ada Ehi Moses.
Was it the Lady God?
I think so. It was very brief though, but then I think just like a week or so, and then it changed to Ada Ehi Moses. Anyway, where I'm going to basically is for your brand generally, it was just Ada, ADA, and then lately you added the Ehi officially mm-hmm. to your stage name, your brand name. Can you tell us a bit more of what's inspired that decision?
Okay. Ada is a three-letter word, and Ada is very generic.
Yeah.
In the root word for so many names or brand or so many names and words. So even acronyms for some organizations. So it's a popular name in the creative space.
Right.
Yeah, and then because it's also generic, it's not just popular, it's generic. So it's in a lot of names, like the A and the D. So when you search Ada, by the time you search AD, it brings up a lot of creative content, right?
Yeah.
From everywhere, especially on digital streaming platforms.
True.
That global, so it brings up global results, and then depending on where your locality, it gives you a different result at every time. And then there was nothing else to the name to strengthen the identity or the uniqueness. So when you search Ada, it takes you a lot of places. So for a while on the DSPs and for instance, even on Google, if you're searching Google outside of Nigeria, the result for Ada is different for the result for in Nigeria or in Ghana.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on how popular the brand is where you're searching. Mm-hmm. And there are quite a lot of artists bearing Ada. There's Ada Zoo, there's Ada one thing, another. So, So as Ada, I was the strongest Ada. Right, my team had brought this some years earlier, like 3 years ago, like, these are the issues. But then we were like, okay, Ada is the strongest or the biggest Ada unit. But as time went on, it became a problem because you don't get the result you want to get when you search on different platforms depending on your locality.
Yeah.
So we decided to strengthen the brand name, the unique, and then give it a more unique, make it more unique, the brand name. So we added Ehi. So if you search ADA and then you type E, it brings up Ada. So even if you search on, now that we strengthened it on the digital platforms, when you even start searching Ada, it brings up Ada Ehi faster than it would have before.
Right.
Yeah. So that's why we did that. We had to, because I will put out music and people will be like, oh, are you on Spotify? Are you on Pandora? Mm-hmm. Are you on, all that? And the music is there, so.
Oh. It makes absolute sense. I mean, when I saw it, I'm like, this is a really good move, especially for search engine optimization. It makes perfect sense. So yeah, well done with that. Okay, let's get back to the situation going on right now. We're in the third week of lockdown here in Nigeria. It is longer in other parts of the world. The entire world is united right now in the same challenge that we are all facing, and for some people it bites harder than others. For some people it's like war for them. For some people they're probably facing a lot of security threats. For some people it's food to eat. For some, there's a lot going on in the world right now. Yeah, in different capacities, but everybody, at least that's one recurring decimal that everybody can relate with. What would you love to say to people tuned into the show this morning who are affected in one way or the other in different, dimensions?
What I will say is, it's a difficult period across the world. Difficult in the sense that I think that the biggest challenge is the restriction You know, the fact that you don't have access to things you want, and the fact that you have to stay put, you know, against your will. So it's almost like you're locked up. I remember seeing a meme somewhere. Someone said, this has made her resolve, you know, never to get locked up. Has increased her resolve. Like, no matter what happens, no matter how dumb or annoying people are, never to hit anyone, never to, you know, just, she's like, girl, whatever you do in this life, never get locked up.
Right.
You know? Yeah, because freedom, even, you know, God, when God made man, that's the biggest gift he gave, because life is nothing without freedom, you know? So you can't move, you can't, you're just not, it's not like you don't want to go out, but you are, you can't, it's, like, your rights are taken away from you. You know, so it's, that's what makes it very particularly frustrating. Not like it's a choice. So I would say to them, like, it's a global thing, you know, and I think that this is a good period to, rather than looking at what you can't change, you know, look at what you can change, you know, in your life, for instance. Okay. Maybe you can improve your skill, because it's like crying over spilled milk. Can't influence, for instance, if we had our way in Lagos, both of us are in Lagos, we would love for the lockdown to have ended after 2 weeks. Because after 2 weeks, everybody has had it to their full. I mean, there are spades of crime, all kinds of things, insecurity and all of that. Nigeria is peculiar to Nigeria. You know, Nigeria is, in quotes, special. So, yeah. So, it's the lockdown is bringing out, showing, it's flagging or highlighting a lot of our own natural disasters that man-made, not God-made. You know, like, it's man-made natural disasters. So, I think that we need to stay positive. Like, I think I made a tweet the other day, you know, like, you need to stay positive and prayerful. Positive in the sense that you have to guard your mind space.
Right.
You know, they always say when we're growing up, you'll be like, oh, an idle mind is the devil's workshop. It's so true. Because when you're not doing anything, that's when, you know, like, the devil is forever suggesting, just trying to throw fear, you know. So, rather than complaining and all of that, number one, guard your heart. Be, you know, apply yourself to something really good. And use the time well, because we might not have this kind of time again. You know, you remember all those days you have a weekend and be like, oh, I wish this weekend could last forever. Now, here you go. The weekend lasting 2 weeks and we're complaining, you know. So it just shows that change is good. You know, change is, nothing should stay permanent. You get tired of it. So I would say to you, use your mind. Do your best, because your mind is like the citadel of your power. Use your mind. Build it. Guard it. And spend time to pray. Control the atmosphere around you. Some people have given themselves to news, and the news is so negative, you know. It's always updates of the numbers and the numbers and the number, and the model that they use, I wonder why. Like, why do you want to, why would you always announce the deaths, the recovered and the actively sick together at the same time? Why don't you just say, why don't you highlight or fixate on the recovered? Why is it always, total cases, out of the total cases, 80% are recovered. The dying is not up to 10% of most of the countries. But then you lump it and make it look like it's, you know. So when you watch news that have been crafted to keep you perpetually in fear, that's what you're going to exhibit. You're going to be afraid. You're going to become paranoid, or you're going to become very cynical. So you have to watch all those things. You have to watch that you're not watching those things. This is the time to saturate yourself with faith-based materials. This is the time to dream. Like, this is the time to expand your dream. like, okay, this is where I am. This is the time to go back to the drawing board to assess your life, your impact, your ministry, your business, whatever it is, especially your relationship with the Lord. Because now, this season is a hard lesson on priorities. That's why a lot of people cannot live it themselves, because now your priorities are staring you in the face. You know, you're at home, you're not earning. What have you done with the monies you have earned in the last 6 months? So some people are broke, not because they can't earn, but because of mismanagement. So this is a hard, this is like life, you know, like when they keep saying, prioritize, use your time, leave as today is the last day. It always feels like you're talking to the old people. But hey, everybody has been grounded. Everybody has been forced to sit and face the mirror. Now, your priorities, you are living with your priorities. You are lying on the bed you have laid. And for a lot of people, it's not a comfortable bed. You know, some people have poor relationship with their family, so they're in the same house, they are fighting. My brother, they are fighting.
And you are stuck. You can't run away.
Exactly. Some people haven't invested enough time in their marriages. They've ignored their wives for so long. Now they are living with their wives every day. They don't know, you know, so it's either you return to your first love, or you guys tear yourselves apart, you know. Yeah, so this is like a reality check for everybody, because you have cars, nobody's driving. You have shoes, you have wigs, you have clothes, you have shoes you haven't worn, you have perfumes. So a lot of people are stinking in their houses. They're not people taking their bath, and then you have the best perfumes in the world. So this is like reality check.
Yeah.
Right? This is like straight on reality check for everyone. So it will be a waste if after here we go back to making the same mistakes. You know. Then for Christians, this is like test for what the world will be like after the rapture. Because yes, you know, like this proposed vaccine and saying that they were trying to get people to get vaccinated or vaccinated, whatever, before you come out of the house, and without it you cannot transact. You know, it's like so surreal, because that's the scripture right there. So every child of God should spend time praying. Not just don't pray for prosperity. This is not the time for prosperity. This is not the time for breakthrough. This is the time for soul winning. Pray, intercede for your world. I hope with these few points of mine,
oh Lord, oh. It's quite interesting. You know, we in my chat with Tolucci yesterday, he mentioned some things like this as well, that this season has actually shown the futility of wealth. You know, it's pretty much just showing us what should really be,
like,
what
money, priority really money should be. Is ashamed right now.
Exactly. Exactly.
Money is ashamed.
My sister was telling me yesterday about a family in Italy that was throwing away their money because when they needed the money.
Pictures. Your sister is right. I saw a lot of pictures. Someone sent me pictures from Italy. Money is on the streets.
Wow.
That they were angry. They were throwing them out of their balconies. They're like, money has failed.
Wow. Like,
they have money, but they are dying.
Wow. So it's almost like I put my trust in you, but you failed me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, this is reality check for everyone. Priorities. Where you know, like, what are the things that matter? Because right now, you are with the things that matter. And you are fighting for what matters most. Your life. Everybody's fighting. So, you know, to preserve their life. And for what? For the things that matter, or for the wrong priority?
Let me ask you a question, what is that song of yours, since you've been recording music, what is that song, that either one or two, that you've recorded that is making a lot more sense now than it ever did?
I think a couple of songs. Number one would be, actually there's a lot of story around that song, "We Fix My Eyes on You" song.
Okay, that's the latest one.
Yeah, Yeah, so that particular song, when I wrote it, I didn't know anything about this epidemic.
All right.
So it wasn't like I wrote it in this season, no. We recorded that song in January. Tinak recorded her part 16th of January. So that song was not written, because a lot of people kind of feel like we recorded it and we released it now. So we recorded it in January. Like, I'm getting ready for an album. So that's a track on the album. So we were scheduled to film a video for it before, just around when the lockdown started. So we just postponed because she just had a baby. So she's in nursing. So there's so much exposure you want around her.
True.
And then her time. So because of a lot of these that so we're like, we just thought it was 2 weeks. So after 2 weeks. So that song, when I wrote it, my very plan is to trust in you. I was up praying a certain night, and strengthen my faith as a Christian. How the devil throws a lot of fear arrows, thoughts to you. And then I was praying, and then when I pray, when I pray and I strengthen myself, I receive strength. I almost always think about people. Because when you're a minister, you are not called for yourself. You're called to people. Your ministry is almost like a tri-dimension. You have your ministry to God. You have your ministry to the people, and then you have a ministry to yourself. But it's like the one with God.
Yeah.
It's like a double arrow. It goes and it comes. So I was praying for people, because a lot of times when you have a certain understanding of the scripture and you're able to strengthen yourself, I can't help thinking about those who don't have that, and they don't have people in their lives to strengthen them. So it happens to me a lot of times. I think about people when I pray. So it's easy for me to pray for people, and it's easy for me to love people, because it's easy for me to meet people and to connect, because people are going through a whole lot.
Yeah.
So when I wrote that song, I was singing my heart, my very plan, because I was praying. The devil was throwing all kinds of arrows and all that. And then I woke up, and then I was praying, and I was declaring God's word over my life. And then after praying, I got to a point, I started prophesying over myself. And then I started praying for people. And then it's like a question, like how the Bible says, be ready to give an answer, know what you believe. So I'm like, my plan is to trust in you. Yes, I trust in you. All my hope, is without any reservation, all is found in you. There is no fear. There is no doubt. The one who walked on water holds my hand. And he who began his good work is more than able. He perfects. He's not going to. He's already perfecting. He perfects it all. So all I have to do is to fix my eyes on you. And then, in case you are not sure, Lord, you, and then for benefit of that, you then reach for the one who walks with the Lord. So that's how that song came.
Wow.
And then I had the leading to have Sinach on the song, because we've always talked about being on the song together. So I sent her the song, and she loved it immediately. She's like, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
Wow.
So, and then after we recorded the song, the very next day I lost my youngest brother.
Yeah.
And then when he passed, Sinat didn't know what to say to me. She just sent me the lyrics of the song. And that was how I started recording. The song took another dimension. And then all of a sudden we were locked up. And then there's all kinds of levels of fear and trajectory of fear. Mm. Like, the fear has never been fed to the world like in the last 1 month. You know, so that song just, you know, like, we're going, like, okay, since we, because we plan to put it out with a video. So we didn't have a video. So we're like, okay, let's wait. Sinat just paused. She was like, look, this song is out for now. Mm. You need to let that song out. You know, because we just felt, okay, you know what, we'll leave it in the album. When the album comes out, we'll probably have enough time to make a video, because I'm like, after 2 weeks, she has a busy schedule, I have a schedule, so we might not be able to make the video. So we just, and so she's like, she sent me a WhatsApp message. She said, ADA, this song is so apt for now, you know. So, and then I'm like, okay, so I called my team, like, can we put this song down? So they're like, oh, I'm like, can we have it next weekend? They're like, no, the earliest weekend is Easter, you know. So that's how the song came out, and that's why I said that song. So it's not because it's my, you know, sometimes you, it sounds like when we have every opportunity we want to promote. No, that's not this song. That's why this song, from the inception of the song, it spoke to me differently. But then this spirit, what's your plan? My very plan is to trust in you. All my hope is found in you. So when I make that declaration, the next step, there is no fear, there is no doubt. The one who walked on water, he holds my hand. And he who done this good work is able, because he perfects it. It's not he's going to, so I'm hoping, no, he's perfecting it as we go. Because I didn't come this far to come this far.
Wow,
that's song.
You know, I mean, you said you, there are a number of other songs, there are a couple of songs, so I'm gonna touch, I would like that you touch on another song, but just before that, this morning before the phone call in the 9 o'clock hour, I was not even talking about this song yet. I was just talking generally, only for me to, after a while, when the music was playing, realize that it kind of matched with the focus of this song. I was talking about Peter, and I was talking generally about how we should not get distracted by the sound of the storm, by the sound of the waves, by the sound of the news and the sound of the challenges around us at this time, but to just constantly keep our focus on God. And I was just thinking about the conversation or the scenario between Jesus. I was thinking about the scenario between Jesus and Peter while Peter was walking on water, but he got distracted by those other things and started to sink. But all he needed to do was fix his eyes on Jesus, and it just made a lot of sense. Like, wait a minute, that's what this song that's really what this song is about.
That's what it's about.
Fantastic. All right, so the song sounds apt. I would not blame anyone who thinks that you actually recorded the song now, you know, because it is actually
a lot of
as
people
apt.
Actually, you know, a lot of people think that, so deliberately we didn't respond to that. Whatever rocks your boat,
it's fine,
but be blessed.
Just let it bless you, Sha.
Lord, that's what it is about.
Also, is there any other song that you might want to recommend? Any other Ada Ehi song you might want to recommend for this season?
You know, just before this conversation, before this interview, I was having a chat with my husband, and I said, Ada, most of my songs are declarative. Declarations. That's my one very strong arm or very strong side of my calling. So a lot of my songs are very declarative. So my songs come in very, very apt. They are apt for a lot of seasons, because throughout your life you need to keep declaring who's got the final say over your life. So a song like I Overcame is another song that comes very strongly, because it's a futuristic, it's a song of, anyone could sing it. It doesn't matter what level of the battle you are in. You see, whether you're just about to go into a war, or you're already at war, or you're already winning the victory, or you're just coming out, it remains consistent. I overcame. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He won the victory. Hallelujah. He said, it is finished, and all my story is written, and I overcame. So that's another strong song for the season. So like I said, a lot of my songs, like the Cheta, Remember I am God and I never fail. Or the final say, you never lose a battle, in your name we have overcome. Jesus, you have the final say, for we have seen your faithfulness. You are whom you say you are. Oh, your word will never fail. You have the final say. So even Settled, you know, Settled has a very strong message, just because, you know, like when we do, when we make music with beats, the beats kind of distract, from the message. People just get carried away, like, oh, it's a dance song, you know. And then a lot of people, I found that a lot of people are, they feel like dance songs, they, it could be controversial in some quarters, especially Christian dance songs. They feel like Christians should be making worship songs only, you know, like you're, you know, they just feel like you were distracted the moment you went on, got on the beat. Yeah, so it feels that way. There are a lot of people who have that, you know, like when a Christian artist puts out a dance song, they just don't even listen to it. They just feel like, I want something deep,
something spiritual.
I want to hear anointing. So Settled, you know, it's, you know, everything has changed. In the name of Jesus, it is settled. So it's a catalog of declarative. Only you can do what no man
Can
do. You are capable. Just like you walk the streets of Galilee, you're still walking the streets today. You know, my God, my defender.
So there's a lot of them. A lot of them, just a lot of them.
Or I testify every day, testimony. For the Lord himself is my portion. He lifts my head in glory. I have come with stories to tell. I have come with testimonies. You know, then the bridge. I am like a tree planted by the rivers of water. I testify, my leaves are ever green. 1,000 will fall at my side, 10,000 at my right, but it will not come near me. Testify from glory to glory to glory. This is my story. Yeah, so it's a catalog of declaration.
Yes, indeed. I mean, I should make a playlist of some of those songs. Just put a just curate a playlist and put on Deezer, Spotify for declarations. Yeah. You know, great stuff. Now let's quickly touch on, you mentioned that you are working on an album, which the song "This Fix My Eyes on You" is actually a single off the album. Can you tell us a bit more about that? And if this lockdown is in any way affecting that that project?
Yeah, okay. The album is another catalog of declarations. Yes, beautiful declarations. And I think Fix My Eyes on You would give you an idea of the sound direction.
Okay.
And the output and all of that. It's a very matured and very beautiful. Very beautiful. It's for the Christian of now. The declaration on this album, the revelation on the album is can only have been received. So I'm very, very excited. And of course, yes, the drums. The drums, the guitars, the bass, tracking them, we are not able to track this period. So what we're just doing is we're still creating.
Okay.
And we've gone a very long way. So we're just touching and then mixing back and forth, you know, with the mixes and all of that. And I really love the sound.
Wow.
I love the sound, the sound quality. I love the sound. So yeah, the lockdown has affected the, you know, singers coming in to play backing vocals and drummers, guitarists, bassists, shakerists, all of that.
Oh, yes. I see. Okay, so but will it still be safe to say we should look forward to the album sometime, you know, soon? Or it's hard to tell?
The album is out this year, and we're on schedule.
Oh, okay, great, great stuff. The, you released an EP, Ada Volume 1. And
Ada
EP Volume 1, and the title of that EP suggests that it's a sequel. So the Volume 2, do we expect a Volume 2 before or after this album?
The Volume 2 should come after the album.
Okay. Oh, sounds good. Sounds great. So we just hope that everything works out good, works out on time, on point. I'm also still looking forward to the video of Fix My Eyes on You, a song for the season. We're just looking out for all the great stuff. But like you rightly said, you have over the years dropped so many bodies of work that's we can find very helpful at a time like this. So I would just recommend everybody who's plugged into the show to just get back to your other archive and just dig out on those stuff and munch on it while you're also fixing your eyes on God. Oh, great stuff. Thank you so much for spending time with us this morning, shedding some light into the song. Means a lot. Really good checking in on the Praise the Clock show this morning. What do you do to have fun at this time? Yeah, because we need to have fun even in the middle of everything. So for you, what is your having fun activities like?
Having fun usually for me is company related, like around my husband.
Okay.
You know, like, yeah. But this period, we've been praying. Yeah. If you've been following, Pastor Chris has been in the news lately because he's been having this global prayer meetings, especially praying, interceding for Christians, especially the body of Christ, and then praying for the church. So this period we have been giving to prayer. So since the lockdown, we've been praying. You know, so we took a break 2 days ago, and it felt very weird because we're used to praying, but, and we've been fasting with it. So studying the Bible, you know, like being like the baby, being like the sons of Issachar, who understood the signs of time. So yes, being like, I think for this period, we've been playing, like, we actually found ourselves launched into a position of watchers, you know. So we have been praying, and the more we pray, the more insight. I remember while we were praying, Pastor Benny said there was going to be a major news or breakthrough during Easter. So when we saw the news that they had dropped the module, that was the beginning, and then with this confusion going on, support WHO or not, you know, because so we've been praying, you know. So outside the prayer, you know, like being my husband, that's like the peak fun for me. That's my best friend, you know. So this period, I'm not traveling. It's not traveling, so we are holed up together. So I see him every time, you know. I take pleasure in getting up all up in his business, you know. So yeah, and then my daughter, so, and a couple of family members around. So the time, you know, this priceless communion, being together, you know. So yes, then the fun of learning something new, you know, and then getting bored with it as well. I'm getting tired and wishing you could just open your brain and just empty the extra manual into your brain and say thank you. I'm tired of coming here.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Okay, so I mean, you talked about Pastor Chris right now. Just brought my attention to something. Now he's been in the news lately, like you rightly said, and there's been so much going on right now. So much.
Yeah.
So about a time when, you know, in the media, a lot of like social media, a lot of people going all in, a lot of critics saying stuff and everything. How of course I'm saying that about him, since you fellowship you are a daughter of the house, it is almost more like an attack on you as well. I'm just wondering, how does that make you feel?
It wasn't just, you know, so people went after, like, I'll make a post on Twitter especially, and they're all up in the my comment section, COVIDiots, you know, blind followers and all of that, you know. First of all, when you're a person of the spirit, you understand that you're not supposed, you're not expected to make sense to the natural man. And when you're, there's a difference between a motivational speaker and a man of God. A motivational speaker will motivate you based on the God's word and tell you things you need to hear to get up, or you like to hear. But a man of God will tell you what the Spirit of God is saying. It doesn't have to always make sense. And it might, as a matter of fact, when the Spirit of God says things, I mean, we're reading yesterday, Pastor Chris was reading yesterday, Luke 17, when Jesus was talking about Noah. He said how that day, in that day, it was pretty much like his day. When they were drinking, buying and selling, giving in marriage and taking in marriage, building, until Noah entered the ark and the rain started and were destroyed. And he says, so also, like in the day of Lot, the people were buying and selling, you know, and then until Lot left the city was destroyed and it rained fire and brimstone.
Yeah, Sodom and Gomorrah.
So shall it be in the day of the Son of Man, in his return. So when Pastor Chris said what he said, number one, you know, a lot of people, these are, as at the time they started picking out stuff, he was already like 20 hours of teaching online. But people, I think it was even a sponsored smear campaign, because a lot of people I saw tweeting were not macro or micro influencers. So, you know, so they just went and he just said 5G COVID, and they're like, oh, Pastor Chris said COVID 5G cost or is responsible for the COVID, you know. So, but that's not what he said. That's not even close to what he said, you know. People just, you know, this generation of itching ears, it's so sad. So, as a doctor in the house, when you have an understanding of the scriptures, nobody is saying, the reason why we're praying. Basically, the reason why we're praying is that when this whole thing is lifted, some things don't become permanent. For instance, gathering of the saints. Because if you have been observing, so many governments are not very friendly with the church, not just in your country. So when you're a Christian, you don't pray for yourself. You are, when you are called into ministry, you stand in the gap for your generation.
Yeah.
So don't say things are fine in your country. What about Spain? What about Russia? What about North Korea? You are one family. You are, except you don't see yourself as a family, a member of the family of God. So what he's doing is, let's pray. We are watching. We are not being ignorant. We're not allowing people to push us to the side. So that when this thing is lifted, the time that the church has to win souls will not be cut short. That is it. That's exactly his point. You know, you want to restrict movement, then the next thing you say, the reason why he was emphasizing the 5G, the COVID, and the vaccine is because the plan, if you read, it was all over the news, Bill Gates is advocating for vaccine so that if you, before you come out of your house, you are vaccinated. That means you are safe to transact business. Now, that vaccination is supposed to be a cheap implant. They are not hiding it. It's everywhere. You know, there are videos, people already have it. People are already walking around with these cheap implants. So once you get that vaccination, then you can transact business. Without it, you cannot. But that's supposed to happen after the rapture. And if that is allowed to roll out, a lot of Christians will miss it. Now, that chip is not just a chip. Once you have that chip, the government can control you. They don't just get information from you. They also pass information. And the only way that chip or whatever that is can be activated is through a 5G network. That was the connection he was making.
Mm.
And how that COVID is not as deadly as they are trying to make it seem. Because a lot of people are not even being hospitalized. There are no spaces. They are recovering in their houses.
Yeah.
So if it's so deadly, why are people recovering? Why are some people asymptomatic? Right?
Yeah.
And then why is it around the time of the rollout of the 5G? That's the question. So like, he made a statement. He said, anybody who has a different finding, please present your research results. Go and do your finding. He said, the church. He said, don't think anybody is praying for you. Don't think because we have a lot of men of God in this generation that they are praying. You'll be surprised that a lot of them are not even aware because the Spirit of God has been trying to open their eyes. They are not seeing it. Because it's like, what I'm receiving, what the Spirit of God is showing me. If you have the Spirit of God, you will also feel. He said, way back since last year, he has been feeling it. There was a video he played, the communion service for January. He was like, perhaps this generation is about to usher in. If we pray, because he said in January 31st, now we're going to start praying every day of this year. There's going to be a prayer chain. Everybody find your own 15 minutes. That chain must not drop.
Wow.
And then he came back in February and it's like, perhaps, he kept emphasizing that prayer. It's like, perhaps we are the generation that will usher in the things written in Ezekiel, in Jeremiah, in the Revelations, in Daniel. Who knows if God is depending on us? Maybe the responsibility has been put on this gen. That's what he was saying. And then the next month, bam, everywhere is lockdown. The next thing, vaccination. So he is being a watcher for the house of God. And then, of course, he knows there's always going to be a backlash. But you see, that's where the Spirit of God comes in. The boldness to speak the truth and alert the body of Christ, irrespective. Because when you speak to a body of Christ, you're not speaking to the world. You're speaking to the children of God.
Mm.
And the Bible says, my sheep, they know my voice. They hear my voice and they know me. A natural man will hear it and it sounds like cock and bullshit because, oh, people are coming again with your end of the world theory. Is the world going to end? Emphatically, yes. Is it today? We don't know. But what should we do? The 10 virgins. Take a cue. Choose which 5 you are. The ones who are going to be like, or the 5 who are going to have enough oil and say, hey, we'll stay here and wait. Or the ones that be like, we'll move struggle town. From there, we'll go buy oil. Don't mind this one's over, Sabi. That's just what happened.
Wow.
You know, so when the world was speaking whatever they wanted to hear, people, a lot of Christians are so dull in the spirit, they can't even perceive anything. Their communication now is so off the radar, you know. And then some people were paid on a smear campaign. Why do you want his voice silenced? What is he saying that is upsetting you so much, you know? So that was why we were praying. That's why we're praying for the church. The number of people that must be saved. Our day is not done yet. We have a gospel to preach. We have souls to win. You cannot bring your chip now. Keep it. There's a time for that. We can't stop you there. You will have your day. But now, this is the day of the church. When we are gone, the Bible says, he that restraineth shall yet restrain until he be taken away. That's the church.
Wow.
It's all over the scripture. So we are restraining. People don't know how much evil the world, the church is. Let the church be taken out, then their eyes will clear.
Wow.
You know, so I said to someone, I said, you see that parable that Jesus gave? All the parables, even the parable of Lot and Noah, and how that the day he shall return, you know, two will be sitting now, two men will be lying down, one will be taken, and all of that. All those parables in that chapter. I said, you see those parables, they must come to pass. The Bible says heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never true. Not a jot of my word will pass away. There must be those 5 virgins. They must enter town and go and buy oil. But the choice is yours. Will you be amongst those who will be wishing it away? Are you not expecting the Lord? Is it a crime to say the Lord is coming? Do you know, and an amazing thing we realized was a lot of people have not even been taught rapture. A lot of people in Nigeria, around the world,
a lot of people of the newer generation,
they didn't know. They like Pastor Chris takes time almost every day, every of the session, to answer questions. A lot of the questions were alarming, Tola. You be asking yourself, someone like, I've been a Christian for this and nobody has told me. And you're like, ah, are you kidding? Which church are you going to? What Bible are you reading? And they're like, thank you so much. You know, I started following you when I've been following you, but this, you know, I've been following you. I just started following you. I just stumbled on the message and you're talking about the rapture. And I'm wondering which one is rapture, which one is second coming. What must the, and we're like, wow. And you're, so how did you think we'll just keep being Christian generation after generation after generation until one day God will just be tired and just say, okay, the world should pack up. You know? So that's what was going on. He never said COVID. The if you look at the graph they are talking about, the graph is self-explanatory. The COVID did not connect to the 5G. They both all linked, whether it's 5G or whether it's COVID, they all linked to vaccination, which leads to one world order. Yeah, because once you have a chip in you, you don't need a passport. You all become global citizens. And then the next thing, somebody has to be. So that's all, you know. And then people were just, oh, he said, how can he be so ignorant? How can he say 5G? He never said 5G caused COVID. He never said it. So we that have been watching, I have a lot of friends from all over the world who are not even Christian. But in fact, we have more non-Christ embassy members watching. So people are just shocked, like, ah, where did they get all these things from? Did you even watch it? Of course, people like Instablog and Linda, who are forever looking for traffic at whatever expense, will churn out whatever they need to churn out to get whoever they need to get out for the clickbait and all of that. And people will just keep falling for it because they have each other just, oh, he's so ignorant. Oh, that. Of course, that's how ignorant Noah was. I mean, have you ever seen a simulation of that ark? It's so huge. They would have laughed that guy to scorn. Like, they even come in front of him and laugh and roll their... Even his son should have been like, Papa, what will they do now? sure. Then not when he was leaving the city. They would have told you that maybe he would have tried to talk to some of his friends and they're like, dude, that fire and brimstone, I don't understand. It will rain fire from heaven. Like, what have you been having lately? Yeah, that's what Jesus said. That's how it's going to be in the day of the Son of Man. Two will be walking, one will be taking. Until it happens, that will be the most eventful event of all history. When people, some people vanish and some others are left. That is when some people will wake up and put on their Christian cap, because then nobody will tell them different. Rapture just happened. Yeah.
And then it will be too late.
Yeah, so we, that's why that I stand for Pastor Chris. Stand with Pastor Chris was now trending everywhere because people are like, "Dah, that's not what he's saying." We know you guys will always criticize. You always need fun. Everything is not about fun. You know, that's not what he's saying. You guys go watch it. Plus, he's talking to Christians. You're not a Christian. You don't understand faith, and you want to. You're not a person of faith, but you want to speak on faith-based matters. You don't believe in God, but you want to talk about God. Like, this table was not prepared for you. You give your life to Christ first, then we can talk. You know, all kinds of people who are not even of faith, they wanted to start teaching and commenting on matters of faith. Like, that was what was ticking me off. Like, are you for real? Are you for? And then the dullness of a lot of Christians, a lot of even senior Christians, you're not sensitive in the spirit. And then you are now picking a fight with somebody who was not praying for prosperity. Neither was he praying for church growth. Was he inviting you to his church? He was just speaking the heart of God concerning what is going on and looking out for the church. Just speaking from the Bible, making reference and saying this. And then he was very concerned that after this, you don't come. Because Bill Gates made a statement at one point. Even after Pastor Chris said, he was like, oh, that a lot of social gathering may never come back. When I saw that interview, I was mad. I was like, who are you? Like, who is this guy? I don't understand. Why is Bill Gates saying things that may like, are you the president of the world? You are selling vaccines. Stick with it. You have a history with viruses, creating viruses and selling vaccines, like whether it's virus for Windows, the new Windows 8 has its own virus, has its antivirus. We have always been in that business. Dude, stay with that. I have nothing against Timothy, but why would you make that statement? Why would you say social gatherings may never come back? On what basis? Until after a vaccine has been found. Like, anybody can say something, but you cannot make a pronouncement over the world. You don't have, you are the richest man, we get it, but you cannot be telling me what I can do and what I cannot do.
And then there's the interview, the CNN interview with Melissa Gates, his wife.
Why do they keep making, do you understand? So when you're a person of the spirit, when you hear things, everything said physically has a spiritual undertone. Except you're not sensitive in. Why would you make that kind of statement? They'll be picking bodies. You see them picking bodies on the streets of Africa. Of course, she was saying it from a place of maybe concern or whatever. I can't say much for behind that. But as a woman of the spirit, no. Don't make that kind of pronouncement. You don't. You don't have the spiritual authority to do that. And what you've said, that people will reject it. The Bible says resist the devil, and so you made your own resisting. It's like, no, Rion, thank you for your care and all of that. Thank you for all your contributions. Oh, but you see this one, it will not happen, neither will it come to pass.
Amen.
Because that is not double. Human beings, are you kidding me? From the streets? Is it not the same COVID that they have in Nigeria? The ones that have it, they did not drop in the house, they did not drop on the streets. So if it was happening, it was okay. When people have it, they used to drop on the street. We are yet to see, out of the 300 or 200 active cases, we are yet to see somebody drop on the street in anywhere in Africa. What will happen differently that will make them drop? Those were the things Pastor Chris was addressing. 5G has very strong, not ignorable radiation capacity. Are you talking about the 5G or are you talking about COVID? Madame Declare. That's what Pastor P was not saying. 5G has its own, because if they say microwave is 6 megahertz, is it 5.6 or 6 megahertz? And then 5G is 60 megahertz, my brother. And 5 megahertz can boil water in 10 seconds. Then 60 megahertz. That's crazy. That's crazy. So Pastor Chris is saying, he said severally, I'm calling for independent research into the adverse effects of 5G. I'm calling for, because as a man of God, he said, as a man of God, I'm into the healing ministry. I've seen people sick. I have prayed for people, and my thoughts are always with people because that's my ministry. So that is always going to be paramount on top of my mind. He says, so when I hear, Pastor is also into IT. So it's like, when I hear the capacity of this 5G, of course, a lot of alarm goes off in my head. Then he made reference to the, millennium, that 2000, and they're like, oh, a lot of things were going to shut down. And then people changed systems. Like, and then the new millennium came and nothing happened. And nobody addressed it. Nobody took response. Nobody apologized. That's what he was saying. So what is it with 5G that COVID has to come around the same time? So it was like, everybody, don't just take everything for face value. Go and do your research. He was telling us, you do your research. The internet is there. Why are they taking down certain videos? Why are they blocking them? It's a free world. Last time we checked, there's freedom of speech. You don't like, if you don't like, scroll now, scroll past. Everybody say, do you understand? So when the world was, we were not surprised the way they came on us, you know, in an attempt to silence, maybe to intimidate us into silence. But when you have a mandate to speak, you will speak. It's like Jesus says, preach the gospel until everyone hears. He didn't say until they become born again. Let them hear. It's until everyone, let the whole world, let every, he said, let them hear. He didn't say until they become born again. It's not my duty to convict you. It's the spirit of God. That's his job.
But I'll play my part.
So our job is to preach. Like, you are streaming gospel music every day. You can't force people to listen. But you are fulfilling the ministry God has given you. And you've been doing this for more than 10 years. Even when there was no profit in it, this is your passion. You are at home. You could be on your bed. You could be watching Netflix. But you are here talking about the things of God. Now, God is not going to hold you accountable for who did not give his life. He's going to hold you accountable for not streaming. So, Tola, did you stream? Yes, sir. Did you stream? Yes, sir. How many countries? I reached 2 countries. And did you hear it? Yes. Why didn't you? It didn't make sense to me. Oh, okay. That's not your business. Your job is to make it as presentable as possible, to show God's love as much as you can to whoever you come across. To sow a seed of love, a seed of the word of God. It's, you know, through the look, a touch, a word, communicate the spirit of God, communicate love, communicate the spirit of Christ. That's all. Be like sheep who are being led to the slaughter. That's our job. That's what we are here for. Other than that, the spirit of God takes over.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we do all and take the rest. So that's it, bro. So those that were talking, they know themselves, and now they are quiet. They've moved on to other things until somebody else will hire them for another purpose.
Wow.
But then, as Christians, we have to be watchers. We have a duty for our generation.
Wow, so insightful. I mean, there are said a lot of things you have shared today that has even, you know, opened my eyes in a different way, and I think it was really, really really important for you to have shared that. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm sure everybody's also fired up, you know, to just go through some of these things you have talked about, mentioned. Yeah. It's been such a an in-depth interview with you today. We've touched on so many things today, from music to focus to media, and now touching on the details behind the details that is given to us by the media. Thank you so much, Ada. We really appreciate it. God bless you. Yes, and my love to your husband. You guys should have fun.
Here. Yeah. He's actually here.
Oh, my love to him. God bless you so much.
Yeah.
And enjoy the rest of your day.
Yeah, you too.
Wow. Bye now.
Bye.
Wow. That was absolutely loaded. Ah, you know, someone sent me a message saying, finally. I think some people were really waiting for us to touch on that last part of the interview, and yes, we did. Gosh. A whole lot in that one. I have to take a break. I'm going to play you the song, Fix My Eyes on You. The song was recorded before this season, I mean, before the lockdown, but it makes a lot of sense right now. Let's go get it. Ada Ehi featuring Sinach, Fix My Eyes on You. Whoa.